It's Thursday.
Today is Thursday.
I've brought you the greatest gift of all.
Oh, yeah?
Well, in that case...
Entertain me!
It's showtime.
Make use of the help that God puts around you.
We are not a glum lot.
A promise is a promise.
It's very simple. Just don't drink and go to meetings.
Give time, time.
Easy does it. But do it.
Want to have self-esteem? Just do esteemable things.
One day at a time.
We carry the message, not the alcoholic.
Don't quit before the miracle happens.
Hey, with an effective character, three guys sitting around talking about our personal experience in recovery. Hey, I'm Mike.
I'm Dennis.
And James here.
The opinions are our own. We don't represent any particular organization, institution, or fellowship. Today, we'll be sharing our experience about appreciating our sobriety in episode 233 of the Effective Characters podcast. Let's go.
Woohoo!
Wow, 233. We are halfway to no longer be doing our podcast because Dennis, by contract, wants way too much money at episode 500. So,
yeah, well, I think I deserve it. I mean, you just got to come up with it.
Yeah, is your back sore, Dennis, from carrying
you guys the whole time?
Yeah, you know where
a little
I was
bit
going with it. Yeah.
A little bit, but I'm young and fit, so we're good.
That's relative.
You're young and fit. Yeah. I'm glad I'm not your relative, Dennis. How's the last 7 days outside of the onslaught that you just encountered?
Me?
Yeah.
Me?
Oh, I haven't done anything this week.
You told us you did so much and to remind you.
Oh, that's right. I did. Let's see. I don't know what day it was, but I went to the dentist and went shopping for shoes and went to a bank and opened a bank account all in the same day in the same morning. So that was a lot.
That's a normal day for most people.
That's not for me, though.
True.
Not at all. I almost had a panic attack waiting in the dentist department or dentist's office. That was scary, but it went away. So I only had regular anxiety the rest of the time. So that's good.
That's banana. Yeah.
But also, I'm joining a new SMP. I decided I'm going to do it. And I had like kind of a little meeting with some of them. And it'll be interesting, I guess. There's only going to be like 8 of us on the server. So it's a little different. That starts tonight. So I was setting up, I made myself a new skin and I got all the music and everything and ready to start recording. And then today I need an episode for the SMP I work on. So I went and all right, let me see if I can record an episode in like 2 hours. And I did, and I built the farm and everything, got 90% of it done. And then I realized that I think I built the farm one block too high, so I have to tear it down and rebuild it again. So that kind of sucks. So I got to do all of that. I got a lot to do before 8 o'clock tonight when I have to be on the new server to start recording. And I'm tired and want to take a nap.
Oh, Dennis.
Yep. I also picked up my dad from the airport yesterday. Oh, I installed the new shelves in my mom's pantry and like painted it and installed all the shelves and everything. So I was a handyman for a day the other day.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it was kind of gross. But yeah, that's about it, I guess. Oh, I discovered a new show on Peacock that stars David
Schwimmer is the name.
Schwimmer. Okay.
Schwimmer. Like Schwimmer with a speech impediment.
Schwimmer. But it's called Intelligence and it's pretty funny. So that's worth checking out. There's only 2 seasons of it so far, I guess. What'd y'all do this week?
Nice. James, what do you got?
today I'm planning to go to Disney World. Oh, wait, I'm blocked out for the entire month of March.
Oh,
well.
Should have kept your pants on.
Tomorrow's my birthday. So to make up for it, I'm going to Busch Gardens.
Wow, you'll show them.
But I'll have to pay for it. But alas, I'll have fun. Today, I'm going to do some gardening work. I worked Saturday and Sunday night, which I usually don't. I'm a little tired. Looking forward to the trip with the boys. I might organize the room today and maybe the garage. Sounds like on my day off, I'll be doing a lot of work. But I'm going to take a nap first. I went to the yard sale on Saturday, but I only did like one neighborhood and a little bit of downtown. And then I was like, you know what? I'm good. I don't want to look anymore. I don't want anything. And even if I saw something that was a good deal, I don't need it and I don't want it. So that was a good turning point for me.
You didn't buy one thing?
Oh, yeah. I bought some Lego.
Oh, okay.
Right. It was actually T-Bird's day. She got a lot of really cool deals. And so she was with me. And so now I know why I went. I went for her. So that was cool. Other than that, I saw Dune 2 on Friday.
I did too.
I saw it at the Dolby Theater.
I didn't.
Such enthusiasm. What'd you think?
I don't know if it was as good as the first one, but I loved it. It was cool.
I liked how he changed.
It was a different world, right? So, like, it took you to a different place, and that's what I love. I love the fact that if you can be transported while watching a movie, I love those movies just nowadays, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It was, I look forward to the next one, so. Other than that, I'm good. What about you, Mike? You're going to the fair today?
Yeah, so I gotta work today, 5:30 to 7:30. It's funny, somebody that I work with said to me, they go, "Hey, are you at all worried?" And I said, "What do you mean?" And they said, "Well, you know, there was a shooting at the fair." And I'm like,
"What?"
Apparently somebody had a gun and it went off over the weekend, you know. People and their shenanigans. And I said the exact same thing I said to you, James, when you said there was a comedian going to a place that had a shooting. Hey, if they had a shooting, there's no more secure place to go to, you know? So it's going to be good. Plus, there's not enough people that like me or dislike me enough to make me that important, you know? So I don't have anything to worry about. But it's going to be... It's going to be a fun time. I got that tonight. This past weekend was fun. We did a couple things. We had a mother of a friend of Abel, Becky's oldest, that came over so that way we could meet her because they have a birthday party that they're going to be going to together. So kind of like an interview to get to know the parent and stuff. So that was fun. They were playing and having a good time, and they ended up like marking up the walls a ton. And I had to use a lot of patience. I feel like the last little bit I've had to make sure to use a lot of that by just taking a second and taking a breather, just telling, you know, because when it's what you're responsible for. So like, I'm not responsible for the boys. They are getting older. They're responsible for their actions and they get held accountable by their mom in our house. And when it's Olivia, I immediately react. I usually don't know. There's few times that I haven't overreacted as of late. So I'm proud of myself there, but you know, I know what to do. But when it's not on me, I decided as soon as I saw it, I said, okay. And I took Olivia and we went to the park and we played. We got a nice coffee, so I calmed down. And then I went back and there were even more marks on the walls. like a ton. And I just said, oh, well, we're going to have to hire somebody to fix this. And because this is what happened. And she yelled at them. They apologized and stuff. But the old me would have probably blown up right in front of, you know, when the friend was still here. And it would have been an embarrassing thing. So I'm glad that I'm able to, like, just kind of take a second. And it was the best outcome. And it wasn't, like, anything out of proportion. But it took me waiting 2 hours to actually calm down before actually saying that, hey, there's a problem here. So it's good. I don't know. I think it's growth. You know, what the heck? And
it's better than a growth on your bottom.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't look at the kids and go, hey, look at here, you little bitch. You know, like, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Dennis, that was your favorite, right?
Talitha's shaking her head.
See, I don't even have to say anything. We got Talitha here.
I hope she heard that episode.
He's getting ready for work. So.
Hello.
Hello. I don't know if you need context behind it, but it was such a classic moment a couple episodes ago with that. So, anyway.
Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. I got one of those Nespresso machines for, what is that, espresso? Nespresso for espresso. But I got it for $20. And
really?
They sell it at Target for like $170. So, I got $150.
Wow.
I thought you didn't buy anything.
Wow.
Okay, I bought Nespresso and Lego. Now, are you happy?
Yes.
Yeah, that's quite the deal. Good job, James.
Thanks.
So, thanks, Dennis, man. Dennis, before you poo-poo anything else, it's time to share. How'd you know that we're doing today? And maybe you can kick us off.
Yeah, I had a really long title for the topic, and then Mike said I had to change it. So this is where we're at. But I don't know. I was thinking about it because I guess it was my turn to pick the topic. And then I was reminded of a little conversation I had with James the other week or whatever. And he mentioned that he had went and saw our friend Jay and his son at the tavern. And I was like, oh, isn't Jay working? He's like, yeah. It's like, well, that's really cool that he can, like, take his kid there for a little bit while he works until the mom picks him up or whatever. And then James said, oh, it's a good thing that he's sober or else he wouldn't be able to do any of this. And, like, that phrase right there caught, like, you know, rung with me. And it's like, yeah, it's true. Like, you know, if you really think about it, there's a lot of things that if we weren't sober, we just wouldn't be able to do. A lot of things I'm doing now with the YouTube stuff, if I was not sober, there's no way I'd be able to keep up with it and do it. And just, you know, I was thinking, like, the longer I stay sober, the more I appreciate it, right? Because, like, now I'm no longer fighting it. I'm no longer, like, craving the drink or, like, obsessed with the drink or whatever. And so it's not like a constant fight, but, like, the longer I go that I'm sober, like, just little moments pop up where I'm like, yeah, I'm grateful that I'm sober, you know. And that's kind of the idea of it. I don't know how to expand on that. Maybe y'all can expand on it and I can come back around at the end or something.
That's great. Yeah. What do you think, James?
So the topic is appreciating being sober.
Yeah. Appreciating our sobriety.
Yeah. Man, that's true. You know, when I think about when I tried to get sober, you know, at 23, in and out of the programs, I did not appreciate trying. It felt like a chore. And, like, I was like, man, I can't do this, like, all this work. And every time I had a chance to drink or to take a pill, I would just do it. I was just like, I didn't appreciate anything. I just wanted to feel different. And then, you know, fast forward to now being I'm coming up on 7 years. There's no words for the appreciation I feel for this program and for my higher power who stepped in and really had other plans for me, because, you know, my life, the way it looks now, I didn't plan on living here and a celebration and building a life here and working at the most magical place on earth. I didn't plan on just having peace in my heart and friends that are true and I can rely on, and just having integrity in my life. There's so many benefits to being sober for me, because I've truly been rocketed to the next level of existence because I put higher power first and I have a relationship with God. So the appreciation goes really deep, and it starts with the relationship with my higher power. I have so much love and admiration and just overall gratitude for my higher power, because the whole system, our whole program is designed around a relationship with the higher power. So, you know, we talk about it sometimes where you see old timers, they've got 30 years and, you know, don't drink, go to meeting kids. And they're just miserable old coots. And do they appreciate that they're sober? Sure. But their life isn't second to none, I think. Not to compare, but it's really, really remarkable to me that I can be on this different wavelength of people. Like, I think a small amount in this world today are living a peaceful existence with a higher power. And it's just the appreciation I feel and the gratitude is, it can't really be expressed. I do, my prayers are for my children to know God and to not have to go through all the things that I went through to get to this place of appreciation and gratitude. That's like one of my biggest them. I'll continue to pray that. I don't think you should have to go through the hell that we went through to get to where we are, but sometimes it's necessary to have that awakening.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you got, Mike?
I think it's really important, like on that note that you just said, that yeah, you pray that what you went through, somebody else doesn't have to, because we shouldn't. And I agree with that. But I also think everything that you went through to someone else, they might not think it's as bad, or vice versa. Because I can tell you that what I went through was hell for me. And I listen to other people tell their stories sometimes, and I go, wow, that was a lot worse. But I can tell you what I went through in my head at the time was, to use, you know, the magical phrase, it was unmanageable. My life was unmanageable. I was not able to maintain. Anytime that people joke around, it's almost like it's a funny thing. And I feel so bad for them when they go, oh yeah, they're a functioning alcoholic. I can straight up tell you that people thought that maybe I was that, but I was not. You know, I had to leave myself voice memos of conversations I had in the afternoon because I was drinking. And I knew, even though I seemed like I had it all together at that point, I was going to have no memory of it. You know, there are people that I had to hire in within my company that uprooted their lives to go to, at the time, Vermont, from other cities that were bigger cities and everything else. And I was such a schmoozer. It was my job to recruit. And I was like, oh yeah, this is great. You can do this, blah, blah, all charismatic. But without the drink, I was very much an introvert. So I wouldn't say anything to anybody around the building. And I was in charge of enough people where that was really effing with their lives, because I didn't care. So I would promise them things that I knew in my heart of hearts, even though the company and management above me was telling me that Oh, yeah. Well, just say that there's a chance to make more money and blah, blah, blah. They're telling me to lie. I'm lying, but I have to drink to actually be okay with the lie. But then I couldn't remember, so there was no manageability to it. So everything I have today, I appreciate and say, just like you're talking about, you know, with Jay and his son, and hey, he wouldn't have had any of that stuff. I know for a fact I wouldn't have had any. You know, right now there's something in my personal life that I'm trying to navigate through, which is being a role model and not a parent, but a parental figure for two boys that are really getting into situations and acting out in certain ways. And I have to realize that they are so important to me. And also, my daughter is really important. And to treat it like we are a family, but also the fact that she is the youngest and she's looking at things they're doing. And if they're being okayed, she will think that it's okay to do those things. And in my opinion, it's not. It's not okay. So I'm having to take her and separate her out from those situations wherever possible. And it's tough because I know that I'm fortunate to have all these things and I appreciate them, but I'm not going to let anything. I swept enough stuff under the rug in the past. So I'm going to make sure to be hyper vigilant in that, you know, and take the time. So I feel like this past year has been the biggest year of growth for me, even in the last bunch. And since we've been doing this podcast, I feel like the three of us have grown in areas. And as every couple months go by, there's like a new thing to be excited about. And I can't wait to see what the next one is for the three of us. You know, any great thing and any challenge that comes up, I thank God that I'm sober today to experience it. Dennis, did that inspire you with anything?
Yeah, I mean, I think it comes down to a lot of like gratitude, I guess is the catchphrase, you know. But like the fact that we can sit here and like recollect on like what it was like, and then like see moments in our life that it's like, oh, I'm able to like dodge this bullet or like have this good time, and like recognize that if we weren't sober, it would all play out completely different. And, you know, I think taking the moment to appreciate that and like recognizing how far we've come and like thanking, you know, our higher power and the fellowship for like getting us this far, you know. And yeah, I don't know, I guess in the past week I've appreciated a lot. Yeah, I think that's all I got, just gratitude.
We appreciate you, Dennis.
Liar.
Yes we do, so that way James and I don't have to carry you all the time. I'm just kidding, we'd let you just sit there.
I'm not.
Yeah. Another great week. Oh, gentlemen. I think, James, you know, we can rock, paper, scissor if you want, of who comes up with the topic next week.
Okay.
Okay. Ready? Rock, paper, scissor, rock. What'd you throw?
Rock.
You threw rock too. Okay. Rock, paper, scissor. What'd you throw?
Rock.
Oh. That was a good game. Wow.
Yeah. It was a close one.
It was close. I didn't right, see that.
No. Got it.
Did you cheat, James?
No, I just left my hand as a fist the whole time.
That's good. Well, yeah, okay. I'll come up with the topic next week. We'll be back sharing our experience, strength, and hope with you with episode 234. We're the defective characters entirely ready to have all these character defects removed. Remember, it gets better with age, like sober wine. Suck on sober those grapes. Oh, we'll see you next time.
Grape juice.